All right, what's going on, guys? You are here for episode 15 of the Boss Talk. Sean Palmer with me here, as always. Sean, what's going on?
Back-to-back weeks of recording. We are hitting some momentum here. It's good to be back again.
Yeah, we've been on fire. We're not letting any of these listeners down, Sean.
We get questions, we got to record. That's where we know somebody's there.
All right, guys, we'll hit you with episode 15. Here we go.
You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that because I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would have gave you anything, would have gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that because you're not around.
Sean, we can go in so many directions about the Celtics right now. We can talk about just like the up and down season they've had. The bad loss to Chicago, even though Kyrie went off. But let's stick to that man right here. Let's stick to Kyrie Irving. Let's stick to the talk about him, all the antics and stuff like that. Because like we did last episode, we got into the rumors. We got into the what-ifs and stuff like that, right? We talked about Anthony Davis. Now let's kind of parlay that into doing the exact same thing about Kyrie Irving. We're going to be talking about what he's doing, where he's going, and all the above. So Sean, where do you stand with this? Do you think, well, right off the bat, you think Kyrie's coming back?
I think we talked about this last week. He's one of the most complicated people to read what they're saying. What he says, so many things, you don't know what he is talking about. He said he's going to come back, and then he says he's going to do what's best for him. So I'm honestly lost. I'm really confused. I don't know what if he's going to come back or not. He might even retire after the year. That's how unpredictable he is.
Oh, boy. So I wrote an article about it today, and it was pretty much kind of throwing it back to when I wrote, I think it was last June, maybe? So we're talking a long time. This was before this was even a thing. Like obviously, Kyrie to New York has been a little bit of a talking piece for a long time now. But before it was actually a real thing, I wrote, and I was like, I think Kyrie's going to stay here. And I just went over the facts. I was like, it's a young team. It's a team that he can grow with, but also be ready to win now. And I kind of went back and flashed back that today and wrote another article responding to it, just talking about if I still think Kyrie's going to stay here. And let me just, rather, without going over the whole article, you can check it out on guybostonsports.com if you do want to read my benevolent writing. Pretty much what I said, Sean, and spoiler alert if you guys are going to read the article, I pretty much said that, yeah, I think Kyrie's still staying, but he's not 100% anymore. And I think when he told Boston, I plan on re-signing here next year, he was probably 100% signing. Like, he wasn't just saying that to say it. He believed himself then. But, Sean, I just don't think Kyrie Irving has gotten what he bargained for, what he thought he was going to get. When you think about it, he said that after thinking Gordon Hayward was going to be back. We didn't know. No one knew that Gordon Hayward was going to stink for this long after the injury. You know what I mean? Like, we all had high hopes. And I still believe, this isn't shit on Gordon. You know me. I still think that Gordon's going to be back. But it's been a while now. Kyrie Irving probably thought he would be back to 100%. You know, he was probably stupid about it and thought he'd be back right away. So there's one point. The other point is that Kyrie Irving also thought that these young guys were going to be superstars this year. After what they did last year, in particular, you know, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier, after what they did last year, Kyrie Irving was like, damn, this is the young core that I get to lead. And you know what? Not that those guys have absolutely stunk this year, because Jason Tatum's done his job, Jaylen Brown's getting better, and Terry Rozier's been all over the place. But I just think that he didn't really get what he thought he was supposed to get. So now, instead of that 100% in his brain, like, let's go, he's like, oh, shit, did I make the wrong choice? Did I tell them I'm resigning? But then at the end of the article, I said, all things considered, I still think Kyrie stays because of that first article I wrote. Why it makes sense for him to stay. It's a young team that's also very good right now that he can have his own team, which is why he left LeBron. And I think it's a 70-30%. I think it's a 70% chance he stays, 30% chance he leaves. What do you think of those numbers?
I'm going to go 60-40 just to be different.
Oh, boy. So I'll read into that. You're a little bit more on the he's leaving train, though?
You know, I'm getting there. I think it's really going to depend what happens in the postseason. Do these young guys continue on this path? Even if they're playing well, there's obviously something they're doing that's rubbing Kyrie Irving the wrong way in that locker room, and obviously pissing off Marcus Morris, who's actually been underperforming the last few months. He was on a track where we thought he might make the All-Star team,
yep,
and now he's been very much underperforming. It's hurting the team. And as you know, I'm very much off the Terry Rozier bus right now,
because
he just thinks he's like a superstar, and he's been one of the worst shooters in the league since I don't know when, the last few months, last few weeks. I don't really know how it's going, but Kyrie Irving definitely thought this team was going to be better, and something seriously wrong on the outside and on the inside. So definitely depends what happens in the next few months.
Yeah, and the thing, so just to pull a little bit of what you said, like, so Kyrie, like, and I said it too, that he's not getting what he wants out of these guys, and like you had said, you know, it's like he's something's rubbing him the wrong way. Well, then we can talk about this. Did he jump into being a leader too soon? Did Kyrie Irving tell himself, holy shit, I can lead my own team? And then he gets a team what seems like would be God's gift to a young leader. Here are these Celtics that you have guys that are, like Jaylen Brown, people forget that he was in the All-Star conversation. He was one of the next reserves after Andre Drummond got in after a couple injuries. Like, Jaylen Brown had a year last year. People forget that. And did Kyrie Irving bite off more than he can chew by thinking he was just going to lead this team? Because guess what? It hasn't worked out. Kyrie Irving's been a shit leader this year. I don't know. I don't care how you want to paint it. I don't care what people want to say. You like Kyrie, you hate Kyrie. Kyrie Irving's been a shit leader. I'm so off of him talking about the young guys in public, in the media, stuff like that. That is not leader-like. So did Kyrie Irving bite off more of a leadership chunk too early? Because I think he has it in him. He's a real smart guy, a real good basketball player, a guy that other teams look at and say, that's a fucking superstar. However, is it too early? Kyrie's only 26 years young, Sean. And he's trying to be this ultimate leader. Like, not everyone
only a year older than me, and here I am sitting on a sitting in my upstairs office.
And not everyone can be that. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he's a leader when he's 28 or something. Did he bite off more than he can chew right now? Do you think there's any weight in that?
I think after the postseason, I bet Kyrie Irving had an easier time dealing with these young guys, and then these young guys carried this team to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they're like, you know what? We're not going to listen to this guy. He's not going to tell us what to do. And I bet there's been some pushback when Kyrie tries to be that leader,
yep,
and there's frustration and he's getting sick of it and he doesn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally fair. And I just think that, like, but like Marcus Smart, 24 years old, right? Kyrie's going to be like, hey, Marcus, you got to do this, man. You got to want to win. And Marcus is going to look at him, dude, you're a year and a half older than me. What? Who are you calling a kid? You know what I mean? Like, there can definitely, again, some leaders can do it. Like, LeBron James, absolute leader at 26, right? Like, yes, it happens. But you can't just jump in there and be a leader. Just because Kyrie Irving's a very good basketball player, I'll answer my own question. I think he did bite off more than you chew, because I think he has it in him. Again, I don't want anyone to misunderstand what I'm saying. Kyrie Irving's definitely a leader. You can tell by the way he just carries himself. Like, he is the smartest guy in the room. Even though he tries to put on that act, he really is. He's a very thoughtful guy, knows what it takes to win, is clutch, all that type of stuff. But I think he's just a year too early, maybe 2 years early, on being this dominant leader. Like, clearly these guys don't respect him. And you know what? We've seen it on and on. Like, But does he deserve their respect right now? I'll ask you that. Like, does Kyrie Irving deserve their respect? Well, I guess I do. This is a bad question. If I was constantly shitting on you on social media, Sean, would you respect me?
Now, I'd be pretty upset and probably questioning our friendship quite a bit.
But Kyrie doesn't do it out of fun and love like I do, you know? Like, and then that's when you take shots at me first, too. Like, the Rozier stuff, I'll say I hate you. But it's all in good love. But Kyrie saying these young guys... these young guys need to figure it out. Like, they don't know what it takes to win. I was that young guy once. Like, you don't think Jason Tatum's looking at them being like, dude, can you support me? Like, come on, man. Why are you airing me out? I know I'm playing like shit. You don't have to tell me I'm playing. No, not even tell me. You don't have to tell freaking the media that I'm playing like shit. I can see that. Then he walks in the locker room and no one can really say anything because he's the superstar. So then it's like, an awkward situation. Like, hey, man, I'm pretty mad at you, but I also can't mouth off to you because you are supposed to be the leader. I don't know. I just, we can get into one of, if it's okay with you, Sean, we'll jump into some of these questions as they become relevant. We only have a couple today.
Yeah, I'm looking at Jared Canton's tweet right now.
Why don't you read that one? It's a little wordy, so you can read it and then we'll pull out what we need from it, but go for it.
All right, this comes in from Jared Canton. I thought it was really well said. He said, it's becoming more apparent every day that Kyrie studied at the Me First LeBron School of Leadership. That's not a real place, but that's not a good thing. Both are good guys, great players, but when things go wrong, when leadership needs to happen, the first thing out of their mouth is me. That's what I need. And Kyrie Irving said, this is not part of Jared Sweet anymore, but they said as long as they have me, they're going to be fine.
Yeah. So what do you think of that? You can respond first to that. I just want to know a long rant.
I mean, I think that kind of, I think that was really well said. I mean, he even called LeBron James for advice on leadership.
Yeah.
And when LeBron James has issues, he gets his whole team traded. And Kyrie has been airing out his team, in which maybe his intention is to get notice of ownership and for them to maybe move these young players and get in a superstar like Anthony Davis or someone else. So that's very much like LeBron James. I would really like to see Kyrie Irving turn into his own type of leader and not shape after LeBron James, who has went through numerous teams, maybe won a championship, and then when he leaves, it is horrible. It's a horror show.
Yep, which, I mean, we'll talk a little bit more about Kyrie possibly going somewhere else. I know we just gave our odds, but I'll say this. When I read this, and again, it's very wordy, but when you actually read it, like, it's a very good topic, right? So Jared's saying it's becoming more apparent every single day. It is. We know that. We can tell by the way Kyrie's talking and everything like that. Like you said, he called LeBron. However, LeBron James, I mean, say what you want about him. He has led teams. Like, think about some of the teams he brought to the finals, even with one without Kyrie Irving last year. Like, LeBron James is, I would say, a million times the leader Kyrie Irving is. It's not like I'm going to the LeBron James leadership camp and now I'm as good of a leader as LeBron James. No, and then that's a knock on Kyrie. You might think I'm defending him, but you can't try and lead like LeBron James if you are not LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? Like, if LeBron James wants to air his teammates out to the public or air his coach out, well, guess what, Sean? He's LeBron James. He owns the league pretty much. You know what I mean? There is a massive difference between LeBron doing LeBron things and leading like LeBron does and then being like, oh, I'm a 26-year-old point guard that played under LeBron. I'm going to try and do exactly what he does. No, Kyrie, guess what? Knock, knock in that head of yours. That does not work. However, at least he has a role model. At least he's trying to be a leader. So when I read this in two parts, I read it as, yeah, it's good to try and follow in the footsteps of somebody. But LeBron James, if you give him credit for partially what when he leads well, you have to make sure that you're leading, like you said, Sean, a little bit like yourself. You can't just be LeBron James in his leadership style because you are not LeBron James. LeBron James could call out Adam Silver in a press conference and nothing would happen to LeBron James.
Adam Silver would be fine.
It's LeBron James. It's LeBron James. And Kyrie Irving cannot be like, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to lead exactly like LeBron. Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's not going to work. But now the second part of it, and this is where it really hit home. When everything goes wrong, it's like, oh, well, I'm doing what I need to do. Like, I need, dude, if you're going to be a leader, and someone asks you about stuff that's going wrong, and you say me at any point in that, even if you're taking all responsibility, that's bullshit too. Like, Kyrie and LeBron, I've done this. No. Don't be selfish about it, even if you're shitting on yourself. Self-deprecation is not a good sign of a leader. If you're not saying we or stuff like that, you should not be saying you, them, me. You're a leader, you are the team. If you're a leader, you are the team. You should not be saying you, them, me, I. It should be us, we, everything like that. It should not be me, I need this, or hey, these young guys aren't doing this. You know what I mean? Like, you are not, you cannot, one, say, even if LeBron misses a shot or Kyrie misses a shot at the end of the game, he goes, yeah, that was a bad miss by me. Not a good leader. There's nothing to build on from that. Nothing to build on from that. He needs to be saying we and us, which he doesn't do. He does not do. He has done. We're probably being too harsh on Kyrie right now, but he has done that. But the ones that are noticeable, the interviews that he does that are noticeable, Sean, and memorable, are the ones where he says the young guys. And then Jaylen Brown, and I think we talked about it on the podcast earlier this year. Jaylen Brown came back at him after having a good game, and he goes, it's not the young guys. It's not the old guys either, but it's not the young guys. No one should be pointing fingers. That's my first sign. No one really reacted to that, but that was my first sign of there's a little bit of tension here. And you know what? Kyrie Irving, getting back to my question about the leadership, he's not ready to be a leader yet. But I do think he's going to get there, just like Brad Stevens. Just like Brad Stevens. I just talked for a long time, Sean. Anything you got in there?
I was just like, when is this kid going to shut up? No, I'm just kidding. But the other day, Blake Griffin, after the Pistons won, he still had an interview, and he called out his team. But he was saying, we need to do this better. We need to practice more. It's a very serious interview, and then Reggie Jackson, the young one, comes over and is fucking around, and tries to be funny, and Blake Griffin just looks at him like he wants to kill him. But yeah. He never said, I did my job, but these young guys need to figure it out.
Right. And again,
you lose as a team and you win as a team.
Exactly. And it all goes back to me saying, if you're going to lead like LeBron James, you have to be LeBron James. And guess what? There's only one LeBron James in the NBA right now, and it's LeBron James. You cannot be like LeBron, Kyrie. You have to be like Kyrie. And you know what? If you're going to say me, then you're never going to be a leader. Because, again, LeBron can do whatever, whenever, wherever. He can do whoever he wants. And he won't get in trouble because he's LeBron James. Kyrie Irving is in a whole nother category. No one's in LeBron's category. Whole nother category if he's going to want to lead like LeBron. And it's never going to work unless he becomes all of a sudden the greatest guard of all time. It's not going to work. Let's see. We should get into this one. We got another Twitter question. You got that one?
I do not have it pulled
all
up.
Right, I have it here. Okay. I have it here. This one is from Dominic Palmariello. It's kind of like kind of like your last name, Palmer. Dominic Palmariello says, is it safe to say that Celtics fans are leaning towards not wanting Kyrie back? I'll let you hit this one first because I talked about it in my article. I'll go back to that after.
It's really hard for me not to want a 26-year-old superstar back for the Boston Celtics. But of course, if he continues to tear down this team and how this media and fans have slowly turned on him, it's a really uncomfortable situation. And if they win the championship, obviously I want him back. But if he comes back, that means we're risking possibly we might lose Jason Tatum, we might lose Jaylen Brown, we might lose, God forbid, please don't trade Marcus Smart. But a lot of things are going to change whether he stays or whether he goes. But keeping Kyrie Irving is the best way for this team to win a championship, and that's what it's all about. So I would be stupid not to say I do not want him back, because I do.
Right. I think I'm right there with you. I think it's we're going to have to disagree with Dom. And I don't know if Dom's saying this, but I am not going to agree with that Celtics Nation, Boston fans, are leaning towards not wanting him back. What they're leaning towards is exactly like me. I've had enough of Kyrie Irving off the court. I've had enough of that guy opening his mouth off the court and trying to be the tough brain guy that he is, right? I think that is where Dom's right. That's when I don't want Kyrie Irving back. But then you watch this guy on the court, Sean. You watch him carve up defenses. Even in a game like the Milwaukee game, he stunk for over 80% of that game, it felt like. But you know, when it counted, he showed up. Not with the final shot, whatever. That was a broken play. But when it counts, Kyrie Irving's there. And you know what? If you take Kyrie out of that game, the Celtics aren't even in it. And I know that's tough because I'm defending Kyrie in a real shit game that he played. But it's the case. This is a superstar league, and we talked about it last week. You don't have Kyrie Irving. You might have more fun watching this team, but you are not a better basketball team. So I do not think that that Celtics fans are leaning towards wanting Kyrie to leave. I don't think so at all, because that means that you're left with nothing. You could have traded him. Now you're left with nothing. Kyrie Irving walks, and he was just had 2 years here, more like a year. Yeah, 2 years, but not even basketball-wise, had a year and a half basketball-wise, and then he just walks. You don't want that if you're a Celtics fan. You want something in return. So you want Danny Ainge. And we'll talk about my conspiracy because I said it last week. I have a conspiracy on this, conspiracy theory. But it goes back to, I think, like I said in my article, at one point I was 100% that Kyrie Irving's staying in my mind. He's definitely going to stay in Boston. Why? Well, because he said it. Well, now I think more Celtics fans are starting to, if you look at a percentage, Sean, it was 100% we all want Kyrie Irving back. If you wanted to poll people right now, and I might even do that, we might put it out on the Boss Talk Twitter. I think that would maybe start to move like a one in every four person probably just doesn't even want to put up with Kyrie. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. We have a very emotional and reactionary fan base, so definitely it's probably going to be very close.
Right. And it's and yeah, you're right, though. It's very reactionary. Everyone knows that you're a better team with Kyrie Irving. Like, you have to. Me saying that you're a better team with Anthony Davis, too. You talked about losing Marcus Smart or Tatum, but it's a star-driven league. But you and I are kind of in the same camp that, well, we just kind of want to see what this group turns into. This group's fun. And it all rests on if you believe Jason Tatum can be that star, which we both are on that boat, too. But you are a better team. You know, you have to be able to distinguish what you're talking about here. I'm pissed at Kyrie Irving, just like the next guy, about everything he says. It's clear. I don't like Kyrie Irving as a leader right now. But damn, if you're trying to say you don't want Kyrie Irving on the Celtics anymore and you want him to walk for nothing, I don't know, man. You gotta You got to reevaluate your basketball IQ there. And I'm not saying Dom's thinking that. He's more or less asking the question. We'll have to see. We'll put out that poll after the episode, or maybe mid-episode we can do it. I can do that right now. But, Sean, I don't know if – I don't know who – what Celtics fan would honestly say, I don't want Kyrie Irving, because you have nothing for him. So what was that? Then you ended up trading Isaiah Thomas. This will lead in perfectly what we're talking about. You ended up trading Isaiah Thomas, injured or not injured, for nothing, right? So we'll talk about him right now. We'll get into what he's been doing on Twitter, and then we'll talk the big talk that you teased out on your Twitter earlier about Isaiah Thomas possibly being in green. But Sean, have you seen what Isaiah Thomas is doing to people on Twitter right now?
I haven't read it all, but he's been extremely active.
He's quote tweeting people. He's doing threads and everything like that, and it's all about his idea that he's going to skip back to being great. And it all started with like one guy being like, "You had one good year," and oh, you don't say that to Isaiah, because if you look at Isaiah's career, his game logs and his career, he didn't have just one good career. He had one great year, but he had a lot of good seasons. It wasn't just that one. So he just buried that guy big time, and then the Isaiah Thomas fans, I didn't jump into it. You know, I don't need to mix it up with that guy. Isaiah Thomas already killed him. My guy, Isaiah, if you guys have been listening, you know that me and Isaiah go back and forth on Twitter. But, yeah, Sean, it's wild. And where do you stand on a guy like Isaiah just coming out into the Twitter world like that?
I mean, he said after all he's been through, he's not really worried about a thing, and he's just doing whatever he wants on the court and whatever he wants off the court. I have all the respect in the world for him. If people are going to keep hating on him or saying whatever, just go for it. You got nothing else to lose.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, he's only proved the haters wrong his entire career. You think he's going to stop now? You think he's going to stop now? He's telling people on Twitter, like, oh, you laugh now, but I haven't played basketball in 2 years. I haven't been able to get better at basketball in 2 years. You just wait. And he talks about the slow grind. He talks about God. He goes into it. Damn, do I miss that guy. I miss that guy that would just put it all on the line just to hoop. He says it all the time. He loves hooping. Oh, man, do I miss the guy that loves hooping, because we have his replacement, Kyrie Irving, clearly loves to play basketball, but I'd say it's almost like a 50-50 that he loves the stardom more than basketball. And I know that might be wrong, and that might be harsh, but I miss having Isaiah. And you know what? Again, Kyrie Irving walks for nothing. You lost a leader, hurt or not. Isaiah Thomas bled green.
And, you know, the reason Isaiah Thomas hasn't played in the last 2 years is because of this city and how much he loves basketball. And he destroyed his hip to try to win a championship. And I wish he could have, because things might be different for everyone right now.
Right. I mean, it would definitely be a fun team to watch. I know it's a little weird to be like, yeah, well, we'd want Isaiah Thomas back even though he's not healthy. No one's necessarily saying that. Like, I think we missed out on the prime Isaiah with these past 2 years. He's going to start losing his quickness. Who knows? I don't want to count him out. You know I love him. You love him too. But Danny Ainge pulled off a miracle with that deal, because Isaiah Thomas has played on three different teams since then. Kyrie Irving came over here, and he says he plans to resign, so it all looked good. But I miss the little guy. And we can talk about that. You start us off here. You think Isaiah Thomas is going to be a Celtics player again soon, sometime in his career?
I think that scenario most likely only happens if Kyrie Irving walks. Because I can't see two guys like Isaiah Thomas and Kyrie Irving. Isaiah Thomas, not that he's an egotistical guy and wants a spotlight, but he'll most likely want to be one of the guys here. And he won't be that guy if Kyrie Irving is still here. But what other logical replacement for Kyrie Irving is to bring Isaiah Thomas back? If you want to win this city back and this team back, because you're going to piss some people off if you let Kyrie go, even if it's your fault or not, you bring back Isaiah Thomas, you bring back that 2016 feel to this team. Mm-hmm. Things that maybe we don't win a championship, I don't know. But people are going to be happy. People are going to be having some fun watching that team. And most importantly, the young guys are still going to be here.
Right, and it's like you just said, I think I've probably said it too much. Like, I talk about it too much. You do have to distinguish. Like you said, we probably won't win a championship, right? But wouldn't you just love watching the Celtics as a fan every single night, knowing Isaiah Thomas is on the team? It goes a long way to be able to do that, to be able to say, hey, we did this guy dirty, now let's bring him in. And it'd be great even if Danny Ainge paid him just a little bit more than he should. And you know what I mean? Hey, man, it's all good. It's all in good fun. We're back. But I don't know. I We texted about this. Let's talk about what I really want to talk about with this. You think if Isaiah Thomas came back here, he'd start over Terry Rozier?
Absolutely. I don't even know if Rozier would come back.
Oh, man. I don't know. I think I will say this. Just like you said, it's only happening if Kyrie leaves. If Kyrie leaves, if they let him walk like that, I think it's because Danny knows Terry is the next thing. He has to. And people that are reacting to Terry Rozier kind of stinking as of late, not necessarily you. I think you're doing it almost. No, I guess you don't really like Terry, but I do think there's a little bit of trollness in you because you know that I like him. At least
I like him because he can be so much better. It's frustrating me.
Okay, yeah. So there, but there's some people like Brian Robb of the Boston Sports Journal. He's an idiot when it comes to this, Sean. He's blaming. It seems like you go to his Twitter feed. He's pretty much blaming the downfall of the Celtics this year on Terry Rozier. If you,
you can't do that.
If you were saying that Terry Rozier has been the reason the Celtics have stunk this year, then you're just out of your mind. Yeah, he's a crucial player and hasn't been playing well, but you're going to tell me that Terry Rozier is the reason? Oh my God, it cracks me up almost. But yeah, I think that Terry, we all have seen what he can do, and he still does it. Even when he what was it against the Bucks, 2 for 8, he had 2 really nice buckets. Like Terry Rozier can do it. He can do it. He's better than a lot of point guards in this league, certainly better than a lot of backup point guards in this league. I haven't lost faith in Terry, but let's talk about for a second as we parlay Kyrie Irving into Isaiah Thomas, now into Terry Rozier, right? Let's talk about for 1 second about how you're saying he thinks he's bigger than he is. Why do you think that is? Like, I feel like there's a very easy answer to it. Why do you think it is?
I mean, last year he put himself on the map with that playoff performance and his head-to-head with Bledsoe, scary Terry, him and Drew Bledsoe teaming up. Things were looking great for him, and then he comes back, his minutes are cut, and he's trying to put all that production that when he was playing 32 minutes all jam-packed into 20 minutes, and things are just sloppy.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I think he's acting and playing like he's bigger than he is right now, but it's hard not to. You know what I'm saying? Like, what... Picture yourself in Terry Rozier's shoes for a second, and his Puma shoes, for a second. You know how weird that would be being like, yeah, I just showed the league that I can straight up hoop. And then what happens? Like, now I'm just an afterthought. I really am. And Terry Rozier's probably kind of pissed because, Sean, he's not playing. Like, if this was Isaiah Thomas, maybe he'd be like, okay, well, Isaiah's probably got like 3 years left in him that are really good. He's playing behind Kyrie Irving, one of, if not the best offensive point guard in the league right now. And he's only 2 years older than Terry Rozier. That's got to sit with Rozier pretty poorly. He's got to be like, well, shit, there's literally no room for me to grow if Kyrie's here. Like, he'll never be the starting point guard for the Celtics if Kyrie Irving's here. You know, like, I can, if Terry's malcontent, I don't care. I'm not trying to defend his actions on the court. I've seen what he can do on the court. That's where I stand. I've seen what he can do on the court. But damn. I understand it if he's going to be that bummed about it. And if he is, like, then they got to do something with him. But again, we're talking Isaiah Thomas versus Terry. If Kyrie walks, regardless if they get Isaiah Thomas, you better believe you better get ready for some scary Terry, Sean. I'll tell you that.
I mean, if he just played more efficiently and less, like, erratically, he would probably get more minutes.
Yeah, I guess.
But comes in trying to be a hero all the time.
But, yeah, I totally understand it. You were spot on when you said that. He came in playing 30-plus minutes a game, especially in the playoffs, and then now he's playing 20 minutes a game, and he wants to pack it all in there. You're right. Totally right. He's trying to do that. But it's also because he knows he can, and it puts him in a tough position. I'm not saying it's the right position. I'm trying to be as unbiased as I am here, as I can be. But damn, I would feel for Terry. If I was in Terry's shoes, I'd be pretty pissed too. I feel like he really loves this city, and it's hard for him to come to grips with, hey, like, if Kyrie's here, I gotta go. Like, I don't know if Terry wants that. He said before how much he loves the fans in Boston. And you know what I mean? He clearly loves me. He must see me tweeting about him. But he told me I had a nice jump shot, so I'm on Team Terry for life. Sean, I put out that poll. Yeah, you didn't even realize it, huh?
I didn't even know.
So within, like, I think it's been 5 minutes, we got 88 votes. And what did I say the odds would be? You remember?
I don't remember. You said, correct? I said even.
I said 75-25.
Oh, wow.
We are at 76-24. And we got two replies already. This is from Peter S., the Boss Sports Addict. He says he's an absolute team killer. Can you guess what side of the vote that Peter must have guessed if he thinks Kyrie's
I'm going to say he went with no.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then we got Bill Kappa. Wow, I can't say this last name. Holy moly. Bill Kappa Papaglu Sorry if I'm butchering that name, man. Bill says his answer would have been different right before the trade deadline. And he's spot on. I think that's a very good answer because me too. If I knew Kyrie Irving was leaving, then I'd be like, all right, well, I don't want him on the team next year. Trade him. Right? Like, that's an obvious answer. But the Celtics get screwed if they oh, we just got 10 more votes and we're still at the same percent. Oh, no, it's going back in your favor. 74-26 now. Oh, here comes the 50-50, Sean.
It is moving.
But, yeah, no, I think that we can kind of close out with Kyrie. Just, I think that my master plan, Sean, and you heard it last week, but I'm going to keep saying it until it happens. Danny Ainge, this little maniacal guy, is sitting in his box plotting away. He wants Anthony Davis. We all know that. Well, he going to get Anthony Davis, Sean. He's going to get Anthony Davis, but it's not going to cost him Tatum. It might not even cost him Brown. I think it still might. He's going to sign Kyrie Irving this offseason to a whatever the deal is that they can pay him more than any other team. He's going to sign Kyrie Irving to that deal. 4 or 5 years, whatever. Oh, and he's going to turn around so quickly and trade his ass to the Pelicans. He's going to turn around and trade his ass to the Pelicans so quickly. The Pelicans would do it. He's locked in for 5 years. He'll come around. He'll come around to liking it there. Only a year difference age between him and Anthony Davis. I'm still on that train, Sean. It's happening. Danny Ainge is cold-blooded. We talked about Isaiah Thomas, right? What do you do to him? He shipped his ass out. He's not going to cater to Kyrie Irving. If Kyrie Irving can't buy in, Danny Ainge will send him out so fast, and he's going to get a superstar in return because Danny Ainge is going to play nice. He's going to play nice up until that marriage day. Up until that marriage day, he's going to sign him. And then he's going to trade him if he wants Anthony Davis. But again, if they don't make a move, I said it in the article that I wrote today, if they don't make a move, they're going to be good, Sean. But yeah, what, have you come around to my theory yet? You weren't really on it last week.
I'm still not on it. It's too much for me to handle right now.
I might say it in every single episode until our listeners get it and the Celtics get it. I think
I'm not sure if anybody would ever sign with the Celtics again if Danny Ainge did that.
Well, I mean, look what he's done before, though. He traded Isaiah. That pretty much shows zero loyalty no matter what. Doesn't matter about signing or anything like that. Who knows? I wouldn't.
But now that comes, oh, it's a one-time thing. But now it's like, damn, this guy doesn't give a fuck. He would trade anybody to wherever he wants.
Yeah, but he would. I think everyone already knows that. The only reason I have that theory is because I know that about Danny Ainge. So it's not like I'm smarter than the other NBA teams. They know that. Other NBA players, they know that. Either way.
Do you think he would sign him, do a press conference, and then during the press conference announce that Kyrie's been traded to the Pelicans, and then Kyrie would just move on out and get on the plane?
Oh my God. What would Kyrie do? He would flip a shit. He's been so quiet to the, or not quiet, but he hasn't been talking to the media. He's been saying they're bullshit. Oh, he would have a lot to say. He'd go crying to the media. Again, that's
his
a far-fetched.
His eyes would turn all white.
That's a far-fetched theory, but I would do that over getting Tatum if I was the Pelicans. I would. If you could somehow manage it, if Kyrie somehow got on, I mean, he would never be on board. But, Sean, you get Kyrie Irving for 5 years, he's 1 year older than Anthony Davis, the Pelicans, you got another superstar for Anthony Davis. You're going to lose him for nothing. You're going to lose him for nothing. Well, here's Kyrie Irving. You want him or not? You're not going to get anyone much better. Like, Jason Tatum may be better, but what? You're going to say no to Kyrie Irving? I don't know. I'm thinking that could be a possibility. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm probably wrong. I'm saying that as a flyer. But I'd love if that happened. I would. Because I think you get the superstar to replace Kyrie, and then they have their pieces still. All those guys we love. We'll see. We don't know if Anthony Davis is a leader yet, too. So we could be having the same conversations a year from now on the Boss Talk. But we won't know until that happens. That's my crazy theory. You got any crazy theories, Sean?
I don't think I have anything crazier than that. I had something in mind, but then I thought about it. I don't think it makes sense at all.
Okay.
My theory was that Terry Rozier is going to the Lakers because Anthony Davis is also going to the Lakers, because that means Lonzo Ball is getting traded. But that means Danny Ainge missed out, Kyrie Irving left, and therefore Terry Rozier is probably staying in Boston. So that whole theory I had in my head earlier doesn't exist.
Well, that's good. You did say to me, you were talking about Isaiah, and I was like, is Terry going to start? You're like, no, Terry's going to be on the Lakers.
So now I'm kind of thinking about it also. I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board and kind of reevaluate
Sean,
that.
The challenge is for you next episode, next week, to have a crazy Celtics theory. It could be any sport. We'll give you a Red Sox or anything. Crazy prediction to make. Kind of like your Clay Buchholz Cy Young winner.
The Celtics will unretire number 33.
Oh, boy. He shits on Terry Rozier. Shits on this episode 15 of the Boss Talk. Thanks for being here. It might be the last episode ever. No, we're just kidding around, obviously. But Sean, any last words for the listeners?
Sounds like we're going to kill him. No, I have.
We're ending the boss talk, and if you're listening to it right now, we got your information. You are screwed.
You are done. Thanks for listening.
But we got we made a jump, Sean. We pled to these guys. We pled to these listeners last week about following the Boss Talk on Twitter at the Boss Talk with one S in Boss. We jumped from, I think it was like 161 or something I said in the last episode. We jumped up to 181 followers. We're making our way downtown. Not there yet. We gotta get one of the K's and then we'll finally feel good about it. But Sean, slowly but steady wins the race. Slow but steady wins the race, and we're getting there. The Twitter's getting more interactive. You guys can always hit us up there for the topics. It doesn't even have to be when we ask. A couple of you have been able to reply to us and be like, hey, next episode, can you talk about this? And if I see that, it probably doesn't happen. But if Sean sees it, it's definitely going to happen. He's good at that. I'm not always the best at that. Luckily, I screenshotted these questions today, and I had them, Sean. But then you had them anyway, so no harm, no foul. But speaking of Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at EvGuyBoston. You can follow Sean on Twitter at PalmerGuyBoston. He's getting better at saying his last name, so go ahead and follow him. You can follow Guy Boston Sports on Twitter at GuyBostonSports. Sean, go hit the gym, man.
Thanks.
Hey, if you're listening, P.S. Sean told me he was going to the gym afterwards. I am not judging him.
I forgot about that for 1 second. I'm like, man, that's offensive.
Yeah. Well, you did say Larry Bird sucks, indirectly.
That's true. It's the ultimate sin.
Yeah. All right. We'll catch you guys later.